Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's a good possibility there's going to be a quarterback change. Everybody's assuming that is in fact going to be Jackson Dart. I just don't get the feel that this is in accordance to what the plan was coming into the year. I know things change, but after just 3 weeks, I wouldn't be doing it yet, making the transition to Jackson Dart.
So we should be surprised. Like, this is rushed and this is desperate. What else did we expect here? I'm with you. I mean, you hear that yesterday. I don't think Russell Wilson's playing quarterback this week. It sounds like he's going to make a move here. And to me, the questions I would ask, number one, what's the motivation? Is it because clearly Dart's the best option, or is it to silence the detractors and the noise?
Right.
Number two, is he truly ready? And number three, Sal, and this might be the biggest one, what's ownership's role in this decision if this decision's made? It just seems hasty. Nobody should be surprised. I mean, you know, when you're desperate and times are bleak, you do things that you probably speed timelines up, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. So I don't love it. I would, if it's Dart, I would not play Jackson Dart. I would not do it myself, but it seems like that's the direction they're going in, and I don't think it's the right move. I think it's too early.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you had a plan, even after you lost the first 3 weeks, okay, well, what good is it going to Jackson Dart now? You could make a case, I mean, that they feel like Jackson Dart. We talked about this yesterday, the offense to have more sustained success could be led by Jackson Dart. Could be. You have no idea. But you also can make the case that their season at 0-3 is over. So Jackson Dart could come in and light the league on fire, and they're still not going to be a playoff team. There's no way the Giants are winning enough football games to be a playoff team. So why not wait? And the idea that, like, oh, wow, Russell Wilson's finished. Dude, he just threw for 450 bleeping yards in week two. He's finished now? Now he's done? Like, I know that he wasn't very good in week three. It wasn't all his fault. The Giants haven't been good as a team, period, for years. Look, so now we're going to blame the quarterback again. How'd that work when we did that with Daniel Jones? So now it's Russell Wilson's finish. The guy who literally just threw for 450 yards, throwing deep balls that were the most beautiful thing that we've seen in years from either New York quarterback. And yet he's toast. And even if he is, to me, that's not the primary factor here. If you're trying to draft and develop a quarterback and you have a plan, whether the plan is right or wrong, it's their plan. Mara hires people, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, to come up with their plan. Let them do what they got to do. Obviously, we're in year four of their plan, and it hasn't gone according to plan or hasn't gone well, but this was the first time they drafted their young quarterback. Their plan was to start Russell Wilson the majority of this season. And after three losses to start the year, they're going to go away from that, whether it's for Jameis Winston, which I would not do, whether it's for Jackson Dart. Like, that does not make any sense to
me. Well, but Sal, this is the danger, and we knew this, and we told everybody, we warned everybody. This is about self-preservation. That's what this is about right here. It's about a head coach who has one more bullet to fire to try to save his behind. I mean, I don't know how else to say it here, and certainly change perception. Now, I myself, I don't, whether he's washed, whatever, I think Russell Wilson was awful the other night. I thought he was pretty bad against the Commanders. The Cowboys defense is putrid. Not to take away the performance, he made some great throws, but even in the overtime, he made some mistakes here. So I don't think that Russell Wilson really gives the Giants any chance to win against, really win at all. But that really shouldn't matter because,
but
again,
he didn't give him a chance to win week two.
No, I get that. But again, you look at the three-game sequence here. Right. Commanders, they did nothing offensively. And then to me, it's hard to justify, and this is the needle that they're trying to thread, and it's going to be very hard to do. How do you look in, if you're honest with yourself here, Sal, and you stand up there and you address the team and every decision you make is for the betterment of the team, how do you look at the Giants this week and say Russell Wilson is still our best option at quarterback based on that sequence inside the tight red zone the other night? That was so bad.
But BT, quarterbacks play poorly all the time.
Understood.
And they're on quarterback. It's week three. Like, that's a drastic aversion from your plan.
Yeah.
They didn't have to go sign Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. They could have started one, signed Jameis Winston and said, all right, he's going to be our starter. And a few weeks in, if things go wrong, we're going to turn over Jackson Dart. That was not the plan. So to go away from that because Russell Wilson threw a couple balls into the stands at the end of the game.
Well, let me ask you this. What was the reason behind signing Jameis Winston? I mean, why is Jameis Winston here? Now, to me, it's been a very interesting sequence. We thought it would be Russell 1, Jameis 2, Jackson Dart 3 on the depth chart. Right. And then eventually, and I remember saying this over the summer, like, there's got to be a point, I didn't think it would happen right away, but there's got to be a point where, you know, he leapsfrogged Dart into the 2 spot, so he's at least getting some meaningful reps in practice. Otherwise, the kid's going to be holding water all year. He's not going to get better. So they did that quicker than I thought. And I commend him for that because they thought that he was ready to take that step. But when you make him the number 2, you're also saying we think he's ready to play NFL football, which I'm not so sure that I agree with here. Right. To me, it was more of a practice thing. If Jameis Winston's on the roster, I would play if you're going to make a change, and I would. I really did think that Russ was awful the other night, so I would sit him. I would play Jameis Winston. I just don't know what the owner's saying right now. Like, I really don't. I don't know what the conversation is inside the Giants building, because the sound, Sal, like when you close your eyes and you listen to a fan base and you have 30,000 Chiefs fans taking over the joint and calling us up, and not that you should always make decisions based on what they're saying on the radio, what you say, what I say, what fans say, what they chant in the stadium, but the optics 3 weeks in are already untenable for the Giants, and you know that Mara's getting antsy. You know it.
Well, I think if they do make a change, it is not. I don't believe. Now, I could be wrong. I don't believe that Brian Daboll, on his own, is ready to make a quarterback change in week 4. Nor do I think that that is a sane decision. I mean, you're talking about Jameis Winston. Dude, Jameis Winston stinks. He stinks. He's a backup. Like that is. So what are we going to do? Just start changing quarterbacks every time somebody has a bad game? I mean, the guy literally, I don't understand what needs to be seen. He literally threw for 450 yards. Like, that is not an accident. Not every quarterback in the league currently, the best of them can do what Wilson did. It doesn't mean that Russell Wilson is going to win a Super Bowl, but it does mean he has won one. And a week ago, he did have an incredible day. So now we're making him the fall guy? I don't even like Russell Wilson. But the answer, Jameis Winston's the answer after 3 weeks? Or somebody else? Like, that to me, it just does not make any sense whatsoever. What happens then if you go to Jackson Dart and he stinks? Then what? We got to... Like, if you're going to Jackson Dart, it shouldn't be because you think that the starting quarterback isn't good enough. It should be because you believe it is time that he is ready. And if I believe that the Giants thought that, then I don't believe that they would have kept Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston both on the roster to date if they thought that Jackson Dart could be starting games in going into week 4.
Ah, man. This is the worst spot to be in. This is just a very unenviable spot, but I don't even feel badly for the Giants, Al, because they made their own bed for all the things that we talked about, we knew that we were coming here. I didn't think we'd get here this quick, right? But here we are, and now it's a decision that's going to be made, and I do think that Russell Wilson's going to get benched. You can hear Daboll yesterday. You just know. It sounded that way.
You think it's coming from him?
No, I don't, right. which is equally dangerous, right. Which is another problem, which is why the Giants are an unmitigated disaster, one of the many reasons. But to me, it's almost not... See, if it's Jameis Winston, I think you do two things. Number one, you keep the kid on ice and you protect him a little bit longer, which I'm trying to do.
Right.
I think you and I are on the same page with that. I'm trying to protect him and not throw him out there to give the fans a pound of flesh. But I'm going to go to him when I believe that he's truly ready. And maybe more specifically, the rest of my team around him is truly ready. Okay. So that's number one. But I do think that you can also satisfy the emotion of the Giants fan base, which is part of the calculus. And it's not Russell Wilson's fault. He's played three games. One was great. The other two were pedestrian. But if you bench him and you play Jameis, I think, and this is sad that we're at this point, I think you give the Giant fans like this temporary respite from anger, and at least you continue to protect Dart, but you at least get a different quarterback. I'm not saying it's the right, that it's a good equation, but here we are.
I still don't believe that that's what Giant fans want. I don't think this is about Russell Wilson.
I don't think
they
want to see Russell Wilson anymore. Yeah, I really don't.
I don't think it's about Russell Wilson. I need to understand something. Why is Russell Wilson? Why does everybody hate Russell Wilson all of a sudden?
I don't think it's that. No.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's about Russell Wilson. So then why is
it? But it is. As long as he's playing, it's partially, even if it's unfair, it's about Russell Wilson because he's playing.
To me, it's about Jackson Dart. Everybody wants to see Jackson Dart. They were excited about the draft pick. They were excited about the preseason. They're not excited about Russell Wilson or the Giants' results. And I understand that, not being excited about the results. Yeah. They want to see the future now. Like, Jameis Winston, to me, doesn't solve any of that. As a matter of fact, he's worse than Russell Wilson. But, in my mind, if they're not separating the two, I'm talking about the Giants themselves, they are making a major mistake.
Oh, yeah, they might be making a mistake.
Whether it's the owner meddling, whether it's the head coach making
the decision. Well, it doesn't surprise you, does it?
But
it's what they've done for the last decade.
It's 3 weeks into the year. Geno Smith has sucked as well. Are the Raiders all of a sudden going to bench him for the backup quarterback? This does not make sense. Since when? I know that we're impatient, living in an impatient world and all that stuff in society. Nobody's got an attention span, all that stuff. Since when, after 3 weeks of football, one of which the quarterback had a historic day, to a point, his day was so good that you, the majority of you, felt the Giants were going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how good Russell Wilson was in week two. Think about that for a second, BT, how funny that is. Russell Wilson lit up the Cowboys defense, and everybody was saying, whether it was Boldy, Kyle Brand, you know the people, you picked the Giants yourself. Everybody gets picks wrong. I'm just saying, it was so good in week two, Russell Wilson, that people actually thought the Giants, who barely could win a game in 10 years, were going to beat the perennial Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's laughable. So we go from that to now Russell Wilson is washed and he's awful. And he wasn't good.
I got you. But you know why? And I'm not even saying that this is right. I'm actually just saying that this is dangerous. Why I think that this is changing is because now they're embarrassed. Right. And when ownership gets, and they've been embarrassed for a while, and that should never be the motivation to do something that we could classify as reckless or cavalier or too early if it is indeed Jackson Dart. That's the only reason why I'm saying kind of throw Jameis out there. You don't really care if he doesn't play well, or God forbid if he gets hurt. Not that you want to see him get hurt, but you want to keep the kid in bubble wrap a little bit longer. So when I just think when people get embarrassed, they lose focus and they lose clarity and they become petulant and they become impulsive. And I think that that's what, with all due respect to the Giants ownership, I think that that's what's happening right now. That sound, again, the other night, the first home game of the year, it sounded bad. It sounded unacceptably off. And I think the reaction is going to be to do something stupid.
Right. I was going to say, we both agree. Whether we disagree about Jameis or Russell Wilson.
I would just play Jameis. Yeah, that's where we disagree.
BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Cologne is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
there's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, listen, I'm Justin Dart. You know, I will start him now because to get him ready for next week, a winnable game against the Saints. Because if you wait another week and then start Justin Dart against the Saints, whether he's good or bad that game, he's got to turn around 4 days later to play the Eagles on a Thursday night, and he's not going to be ready for that game. So I will start now just to get him ready to possibly win against the Saints.
I mean, listen, Cologne, I hear what you're saying and appreciate the call there. I think that that's the wrong motivation myself. Not that you shouldn't try to win. Of course you should. That's the objective. And at certainly at the professional level, it's big boy territory. Guys spend a lot of money on the product. I get that. But, you know, winning a game is not at the top of my resume or my agenda right now for Jackson Dart. It is making sure that they don't ruin him.
Right.
And I don't think he's ready to play yet. Now, I don't know that I'm right, but I just don't think that he's ready to go.
Well, by the way, if he's ready to play now or not ready to play now, you think he's going to be ready to play the Eagles in 2 weeks? Like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Cologne saying he wants him to start now so he can get ready to ready.
No.
And then again, figure out what they're trying to do. Are the Giants still trying to win football games? I believe the answer is going to be yes. If they are, then they should stick to their plan, even at 0-3. See what happens this week against the Chargers. Maybe they could have Russell Wilson actually throw it to Malik Nabers and complete some passes and go beat the Chargers. Like, they're not unbeatable. I don't think it's likely, but they're not unbeatable. We'll see what happens here. But if they're not trying to win games, it's just about developing the quarterback. Then once you make that decision to go to Jackson Dart, the results become irrelevant. It's not about winning games. It's about learn. Like, there are going to be rookie lumps here. Jackson Dart's going to make some mistakes. Like, are people just thinking Jackson Dart's going to come in and be unstoppable? Like, the RPO is going to be unstoppable? Like, we've never seen that before with quarterbacks far more skilled than Jackson Dart? Was he going to take the league by storm? Like, my God, we may not have seen that with the Giants, but we've seen that around the league. And look what the Lions did to Lamar Jackson last night, slowing him down. Like, you know what? Jackson Dart can't be stopped? I mean, come on.
You know what it is, Sal? I don't think that it's that the Giant fan has the expectations totally out of whack and they think that Dart's going to flip their fate this year. I don't think it's that. Now, certainly there's always intrigue with young players and a freshness and a newness, and there's just a different bounce with young athletes. We know that. I think it's more the Giant fan just wants some hope big picture down the road.
Which is fair, but it's still there, even though you're not seeing it yet.
Well, but it's not really there. It's there, but it's not. It's only there until he's under center doing something. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's just a notion.
Think about it, though, this way, BT, that people wanted this before week one. Like, this is, that's what I'm saying. It's not about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson in his last performance Sunday night gave more reason for Giant fans to be more over the top.
He was bad.
About making a change
he
now.
He was bad.
Understood, but he was great in week two. Like, you either.
So was Caleb Williams, though, against that Dallas Cowboys defense. 4 touchdowns. Right. I mean, again, you do what you do. You throw for 450. You throw some moonball touchdowns. I'm not taking away from Russ. I'm really not. It was a fun game, and he was awesome. We've never saw Eli have a game like that. I get you, or Phil, or anybody. Understood.
It wasn't sustainable.
But
we knew that.
But, God, this Cowboys defense, when you make Caleb Williams look good, I mean, it's got to mitigate it to an extent. It's got to at least contextualize what Russell Wilson did a couple of weeks ago against Dallas.
I mean, the Cowboys have played. Well, how many yards did Jalen Hurts throw for? And Caleb Williams looked good, but how many yards did they throw for? Like, I'm not saying that Russell Wilson's great and he's the answer. I'm saying that their plan was to stick with Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback.
We don't know what the plan was.
Well,
what was the plan?
The plan, Russell Wilson's a starting quarterback. That was
I know,
plan.
But for how long? And think about this. Like, you don't think, and I don't know the answer to this, but don't you think that the more that Daniel Jones plays well, the more that Mara gets pissed off?
Yeah, of course.
So that's why when we ask the question, you know, who's driving the car on this ultimate decision, to think that it's Dable 100% is ridiculous. But, I don't think, if anybody thinks that, you're nuts. There's no way it's Dable's, there's no way he's making this call by himself. There's no way.
I think common sense would tell you that that's probably not the case, and I think that's even a bigger issue than whoever starts this week. Randy calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Randy?
So, just stick with me for a few seconds, guys. First of all, I can't believe this. I had to pull over. I can't believe that I actually agree with the two of you on what you're saying, because I'm totally against what you ever say, but I love we're on the same page. The question is, and I'm not a Giants fan, can Russell Wilson teach Dart something? I don't want to see Dart, who I like, to become another Sam Darnold. They throw him into the fire, they gave him absolutely nothing, and then they bring in Gase, the quarterback whisperer, which screwed up the whole team. I just think the Giants fans need to be patient. Let this kid learn. Wherever the season takes you this year, it does. But next year, hopefully you're on a better track. I mean, what do you guys have to say about that?
Well, Randy, here's the thing, and good call. I think, now, I don't know the exact numbers. I know that, you know, some people on the air here, they want to see Jackson Dart. I get that. That's their opinion. Respect it, whatever. I wouldn't play him. That's fine. I don't think that the overwhelming opinion by Giant fans right now is that they want to shove Dart into the Week 4 matchup. I don't know. I'd love to say, if I said to you, Sal, right now it's 60-40, you know, 55-45, start that. You see, I don't feel that. I can't prove that, but I feel like those who want Dart to play are loud, but I feel like there's an overwhelming sensibility that he's not ready yet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can know if he's ready yet. Fans, media, we don't know. I don't even know if the team could know. They could think. They maybe have a much more educated guess than a lot of us can have, but nobody really knows until you go out there. So I think fans want to see him. By the way, I want to see him myself. Like, I'm excited for it, too. You think I'd rather watch, like, think of the options. Would you rather watch Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, or Jackson Dart Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock?
We know the answer, but it's not the right answer. That's what's scary.
Correct. I'm trying to do the right thing, and I hope that Dable sticks to his guns, sticking with their plan. I'm sticking with Russell Wilson. I'm sticking to the plan and letting him develop. Couple things here, BT. There was a good article in the Post talking about Darius Slayton, getting some quotes from him, saying that they don't want to make the... He's saying that he doesn't want the team to make the same mistakes again like they did with Eli Manning when they went to a young Daniel Jones asking him to win games. And
I saw that.
Yeah, you could argue that that could ruin him. We're in the same spot here. And then Frank from Rails, you know, he's a big, big Giant fan.
Big guy, yeah.
Diehard Giant, texting me all the time. He went to the game Sunday night, and I'm like, dude, why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah.
And he said it well. That's why I'm going to give him credit here. He's trying to remove his emotions as a Giants fan, knowing that he can't deal with the slop that he's watched for all these years, wanting to see Jackson Dart now, who doesn't? But if you remove your emotions, you know that the best thing for the development of Jackson Dart, there is no harm in letting him sit longer. Now, I'm not even saying you got to let him sit till week 10, week 13 anymore, but week 4 is a bit of a stretch for me. So if you remove the emotions, Giant fans, and try to understand what Mahomes has done, what Lamar Jackson, what other quarterbacks have done when they sit, remove the emotions and just know that your quarterback is still learning and developing. You'll see a little bit of him. It's not about the wins or losses this year. That's already over, sadly. Just develop him the right way. Don't panic or go to him way too soon.
I understand the desire for some immediate gratification here with teams that give you nothing. I absolutely understand that. It just makes it much more watchable and inherently more pleasurable. I mean, just based on the possibilities, like even if Jackson Dart were to play this weekend, again, I wouldn't play him either. But even if he didn't play particularly well, if you saw like a little flick or two or three plays, an RPO, a bomb downfield, whatever it might be, even if the Giants were to get waxed, you can go to sleep saying, all right, hey, you know, next week he's going to be a little bit better, and here's a little glimpse into the future. To me, that's the wrong play here. When you're this bad for this long, scratching the itch is temporary. You let this thing boil, you know, let it really cook all the way through. And when it's time, and I don't think the time is now, you put them out there, and it should be inconsequential to the results of the season, inconsequential to the head coach trying to save his job, fully locked in on what is right for the young man. Nothing else should matter.
You can't count on much, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the LA Chargers and these New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I wonder who's on the call for that game here.
What's the spread? Did you see it?
I have not looked at it. You want to take a guess? I'll pull it up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be what? Chargers by 7? 6.5?
On the road. I'm going to say Chargers minus 4.5.
That's got to be more than that.
I'll go 4.5. Let's see. What's the date on this?
Unless the unknown
variable. There's a London game this week already?
Yeah.
No. Did I move?
No, not the Giants, though.
Yeah, there is a London game here. No, it's the Vikings Steelers. All right, what do we say? Let's see. Giants, Chargers. 6.5. Yeah, Chargers minus 6.5.
There's no way it could be 4. I was going to say maybe build in a little cushion, the unknown with
Dart. I know, but
Dart.
The Chargers are good. I don't look at them as a team that's going to be blowing out everybody with that potential.
Yeah.
Now, again, the Chiefs don't either, and they covered the spread. I would bet that this game, now it's Tuesday, so it's way early. I would bet that this is a field goal game. I would bet that this is going to be a closer game.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I thought that with Kansas City. I don't feel that now. Yeah. I don't feel that way right now. You know, Wilson has been, he was really rough the other night. If it's Jameis, you know he's going to do something interesting and then do something awful. Yeah, quite frankly, until I start seeing the Giants defense making some plays and turning people over, I'm not really going to give them the benefit of the doubt anymore that they're going to keep it close against good teams. Not that I think the Chargers would put up 40. They're not that kind of team. But
think about it, though. Herbert more sitting duck than Mahomes, who can move, than Jaden Daniels, who can move.
Yeah,
again, I'm not saying he can't move, but he's more of a pocket passer.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a good athlete, though, Herbert. Maybe not reflected in the yards from scrimmage running. But I would say, to me, this thing has, like, I mean, honestly, I'm starting to feel like if it is Russell Wilson, 30-13, I think the Giants get beat down.
Ooh, man. Yeah, we don't even know who the quarterback is yet. We're looking at the line. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Eddie is in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Eddie?
Hello, Ed.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I agree with the whole Russell Wilson conversation. I think you gotta start him. I mean, it's not him. The Giants are just laughable. I mean, look at the kicker got hurt right before the Sunday night game.
Again.
You know?
Yeah, but that's on the organization. So, yes, that's not on Russell Wilson. Yeah. It's unacceptable that they continue to go out with a kicker who's always hurt. Like, that just, I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, so, and I think, you know, Jameis Winston, I mean, he's more like, of course, the preacher. He's the priest of the team. I mean, he'll keep the positivity going. He'll keep the hope alive. But I think you got to keep Russell Wilson because what if Dart gets hurt? You know, what if he gets a bad hit, you know, gets hurt? And then there goes the whole future right there.
Well, I mean, if that happens, then, I mean,
talk about an ominous.
Yeah, I don't want to put that into existence.
Script.
Look, injuries happen. It is the NFL. We've seen a lot of starting quarterbacks already get hurt. Obviously, Justin Fields, the Jets' starting quarterback, has been hurt here. So we know around the league that backup quarterbacks are, you know, have been playing already in week three. You can't think about that right now with Jackson Dart. And if he gets hurt, that's it. Like, it's going to hurt your ability to see him potentially develop in his.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
His rookie season, it is not going to have a negative impact on their year because their season is already over. At 0-3, with the schedule that they have,
yeah,
with the way they've played for years, there's no reason to believe that the Giants, win-loss-wise, can get this thing turned around.
No, they're not going to turn this thing around. Not to the point where they're going to be, you know, in the conversation come December. So now you've got to take the prudent route, which to me is not playing you, which is to not play Jackson Dart. I just want to know what the motivation is. Is it to really try to crank out some wins because you think he's the best, or is it to just silence detractors? I mean, it can't be that. Ah, Sal.
Well, it can't be that.
Shouldn't be that, correct, but it could be that.
Right, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? That's why I talk about in the first segment where I said, you know, when you're embarrassed, that's a very strong, I talk about the apathy being a very strong emotion, very dangerous, but when you're embarrassed as an organization, you tend to lose clarity of the now when you start to, like, hey, well, we got to stabilize this thing. We look bad and we're, you know, everybody's harpooning us on the radio and they're booing us and they're taking over our stadium, the opposing fans. If that's the impetus behind the move, then the Giants have no hope.
Think about it, though. You can understand why Mr. Mara would be so anxious to fire that salvo.
Well, no, I could, but if he was that anxious, then he should have fired everybody last year.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah, well, no, I think he was being patient. I'm talking about right now. It's hard to sit back and watch this team go 0-3 and hear your fans, your paying customers, want Russ, booing Russ off the field, basically, saying that they want Jackson Dart. Combine that with, okay, well, he was your first-round pick. He had a good preseason. He's an exciting player with an exciting attitude and a confidence that comes along with him. Like, everybody wants to see him. I could understand why ownership would want to feed or scratch that itch, as you talked about before, feed the fan base something. It doesn't mean it's the right move, though.
He's a human being, so of course that's going to probably infiltrate his mind and his thought process, but he's got to be above that. You know, part of the reason why the Giants are in the mess that they're in for the last decade or so is because they've made a lot of the wrong decisions, some of which were emotional. This one cannot be emotionally driven.
Giant fans are nuts right now. You know how, BT? Mm. Frank from Rails.
Frank
from Rails. He's in Parsippany. He's never called us before. He's so fired up, wanted to call in. What's up, Frank?
Frank!
What's up, boys? First of all, I probably owe Sal money for being my sports psychologist. Yeah. He's probably sorry he gave me my fuzz phone number.
No, it's all good.
Those stakes coming out. It's good.
I like getting the pulse from the Giant fan, and you're a diehard Giant fan. So what do you think here about this decision?
Well, again, you know, last year after games, I'm texting you, fire everybody, blow it up. So, yeah, Monday morning, what do I think? I think you start Dart. But as I sit here and think about it, common sense tells you can't. You got to wait. That was the plan. That is the plan. That's what I was thinking the plan was. That's what I think everybody thought the plan was. You can't do it. You can't. You got to wait.
Are you giving up hope on the season as far as win losses goes already, Frank?
Yeah, and it just sucks because, you know what, I was hoping for at least 6 wins, get us something, keep it exciting.
Aye.
And, yeah, last week was exciting, but, again, it was the Cowboys. So, I don't know.
You
got to stick with Russell. I don't want to see Jameis. I don't want to see Jameis. But it's execution across the field. And then you can't even say, where's Abdul Carter? They got him playing middle linebacker.
I know.
Well, why? Oh, why
God
are they doing
almighty.
That?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, that's
it's rough to watch, Sal. And then you walk out of there, and my son, too, it's just like, what are the answers? You sit there, and you pick your brain, and you can't come up with anything. It's execution, too, man.
By the way, the play calling.
Interceptions.
Yep. Now, Frank, the play calling is terrible,
yeah.
too. We talk about
all right, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yep, yeah. Let it out.
No, well, I'm saying, so you're sitting there, right, and you're watching. They kind of shut down Patrick in the first half.
Yeah.
They come out the second half. They're running motion. They're running misdirections. And they're moving the ball, and they move down the field and score. The Giants do nothing. They shut down Malik, and nothing else happens.
I know. It really is.
And you keep watching and saying the same thing. And as always, Frank, thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in.
See you soon, man.
Yeah, I'm glad he finally had the courage to call us up here. And he's texting me. He's right. He's texting me all the time. I'm like, why don't you just call the show and vent about your Giants here? But it's the same thing. Last year, I went to the game with him and his son. And we went to the Thursday night Cowboys game.
I remember that.
So Giant fans are going through it. I understand it. But I think Frank is touching on something there. Don't let the emotions get in the way of the smart, thing to do. Stay disciplined. Discipline is very key in many facets of life here. The Giants need to remain disciplined, whether it's the owner, whether it's Shane, whether it's Dable. Stay disciplined here and make the right decision.
That's what I'm saying. And I think when you make an emotionally based decision, generally your instincts are minimized. And let's face it, you have good instincts. That's a great thing to have in life. And you are kind of now pulled around by your nose for the wrong thing. And that's a problem. And that's why I really think that I just hope that they really evaluate this for the right reasons. I don't know that they will. I get it. I understand the temptation if your ownership and that stadium sounds ugly. I get it. I would not do it.
The Mets, of course, who season on the line here, final six. Yankees, BT, on the contrary, can clinch a playoff spot tonight against the White Sox. Still division up for grabs a little bit there.
Yeah.
I know it's not likely, but Yankees, if the Yankees run the table, which is very, very possible. And Toronto playing a tough series with Boston, right? This first,
Yep. So basically, I had it yesterday. Okay, so if the Yankees go 6-0, and the Jays go 4-2, Toronto wins the division.
Right. So they're going to need Toronto to go 3-3.
Yeah. If the Yankees go 5-1, Toronto 3-3. Well, then yeah. If the Yankees go 6-0 and Toronto 3-3, then they'd win. But if the Yankees go 5-1,
then they need 2-4.
Correct.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, it's possible.
That's possible. Toronto Yankees look good.
Yeah. I mean,
they're playing well.
They're playing bad teams. So this is not a surprise. It's not knocking the Yankees. It's saying that the reason why they're back in the division here is because they were playing bad teams for a prolonged stretch to close out the year. So the idea that you could go 6-0 or 5-1 is very realistic, and I'm not saying like the Blue Jays aren't a given to me. They're going to have to go out there and earn it. The Yankees are going to make them earn that division title. Either way, we'll get into the baseball more next hour. Nick is in Astoria, Queens. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, boys. How's everything?
Good. What's up?
What up, Nick?
Good. So I love the back and forth between you guys this morning. It's amazing, by the way. So.
Thanks.
So my point is, and I'm being a non-biased Jets fan here, we know one thing or another about not developing a quarterback, that's for sure. I think that the best option for the Giants is to let him sit behind Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston because they're both veterans and they can teach him a lot. And we know the Giants have not been able to develop a quarterback in a long time, especially under this owner and especially under the coaching staff that they have. So the best option, I believe, is to have him sit out this year and hope that, you know, they have a new coaching staff next year so he can start off fresh.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think he's an absolute problem just waiting. I wanted the Jets to trade up for him in this year's draft, and we didn't do it, but I've been watching him for a while, and he is an absolute problem. I promise you that.
All right, but the one thing I would disagree there, Nick, and thank you for the call, is that you want Dable fired. Like, to me, that's going back to something we said last year, not keeping this thing on the same timetable. If they're going to bring Shane and Dable back, it should be beyond this year. Think of it this way, too. For those of you who want to start Jackson Dart, like, what harm, what bad is going to come if the Giants keep Jackson Dart on the bench for another 10 weeks? Like, what bad can come of that?
Nothing.
Losing more games. Okay, so what? You've already lost a million games. You're not going anywhere this year anyway. There is no bad that can come. Okay, you don't have the excitement, the fan base. Who cares?
Like tickets are sold already, by the way.
Stay through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Stay disciplined. Like, no bad, no harm, no damage can be done by keeping Jackson Dart on the bench.
Yeah.
It's not only the, like, safe is the wrong word. It's the smart decision to do. No harm. Only good can come of it. He's going to learn more. He's going to get more anxious. He's going to take in everything he possibly can while still getting some action on the field the way that he's been worked in here. Maybe that becomes a little bit more. There's no need to fire that salvo now. No harm can come from having him sit on the bench. Whereas if I ask you what harm can come of starting him in week 4.
Yeah, well, we know the answer. It's he can get hurt. He's not ready. He can regress, etc. So here's the only, and I wouldn't use the word, you know, harm or hurt, but I do think this is an element of like they've got to incorporate this into their thought process. Now, you know where I stand. I wouldn't play him for a while. Same with you. We're on the same page, okay? The Giants are going to, you would imagine, be picking very early in the NFL draft coming up this year. Now, the one thing that I do think is important that they do get a good enough read on Jackson Dart going into the draft so they know whether or not if they have to do something in the draft,
right.
Okay? And obviously, if you play in week 13 or 14, you might not get that answer. So I think the kind of slicing it down the middle, you know, week 10-ish, maybe at Chicago, week 11, whatever, as we discussed. But the quarterback draft is awful this year. So, and again, I'm not going to get too weedsy on that. Nobody wants to hear this now, but just understand the kid from LSU is, okay, he's pretty interesting. Kid at South Carolina is pretty interesting. The kid at Indiana, his name is Mendoza, whatever. And there's a kid at Oregon, Dante Moore. But only one or two of those kids are thought to be going in the top 12 or 13 picks. And even the kid from LSU, Nussmeier, nobody really thinks that this quarterback crop is good at all. So how depressing would it be, Sal, when they do play Jackson Dart, if he doesn't show a lot for the future, and then you pick one, two, or three, and there's not even any good quarterbacks you have access to?
Yeah, I don't think
that. Which could be also an issue for the Jets, too, by the way, down the road, just to throw that in.
And obviously the Jets need a future quarterback. The Giants hope they have theirs. There's a long way to go.
There's definitely a long way. The only reason I say that is because you do want to have maybe not a definitive answer on Dart by the end of the year, but you want to have some intel to make an educated decision.
Stan is calling from Danville, New Jersey. What's up, Stan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Stan?
Two quick asides before my point. One, you guys have the best show on the radio, no doubt about it. And Sal, best sportscaster on the radio.
Well, we appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Maybe he can finally get an Emmy.
He should have gotten an Emmy. Giants, I feel like Dart should not start this year. I mean, Dable has proven what he is. He stinks. They talk about him being a quarterback whisperer. Josh Allen's gotten better. Has anyone, Dable's coach, gotten better here?
No.
I believe they're going to waste Jax's talent if they start him early and let Dable screw him up.
No, guys that Dable have coached and have gotten better, just not here. They've gotten better when they left here, and thank you for the call. Daniel Jones gotten significantly better through 3 weeks in Indianapolis. Saquon Barkley has been much better in Philadelphia. So I don't think you could look at Dable and say, first of all, there's no such thing as quarterback whisperer. My issue is not the quarterback whispering. It's the offensive design, setup, philosophy, whatever you want to say. They don't score enough points. End of story. They haven't done it. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is, what the offensive line is, what weapons you draft. They haven't scored enough points.
Zal, this is going to sound really, really mean, but I don't mean it to be this way. There's no evidence for me, or simply not enough evidence, that Brian Dable is a good coach.
Right.
Forget about the connection to Dart and the quarterback stuff, and this is what he does best. Forget about that stuff for a second. Do the Giants look like a well-oiled machine in the other aspects of the game on a weekly basis? The answer is overwhelmingly no. They look, whether it's penalties or just a very basic, benign playbook or whatever it might be, the Giants are not good. Okay, so this thought that Brian Dable, if it works out with Dart, is going to ascend to some amazing head coach, I just don't think that that's true.
If you're a good head coach, you establish an identity sooner rather than later. It is year four. If I ask you what is the New York Football Giants identity and what has it been since Brian Dable's here, your answer would be what?
I would honestly say a lack of offense. I know. That's right. Because they never score.
Right. That's there is no identity, and that would be the one thing that's happened consistently. They can't score.
Yeah.
The offense isn't good enough. This is an offensive guy. So not trying to rip on Dable. I believe in his mentality, his passion. He's certainly a good football coach. Is he a good head coach?
There's no evidence that he is, really. There's not. Even, I mean, that's just saying it for what it is, man.
Even with being the coach of the year one, it was always, well, look what he did with the parts that weren't working before he got here.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of merit to that. Okay, that's a great job. You've got to build on that. You've got to build on that year two, year three, and now year four. And he just hasn't done it without establishing, hey, well, at least this is what we're going to do. Here's our offensive scheme. And you could see it and say, well, that's something that you could be excited about. Or we're going to be buttoned up team and play the game hard and in the trenches. Or a defense. Or a special teams. They're all over the place.
They don't. There's other coaches around the NFL. And I remember when Garoppolo got hurt in San Francisco. Mullins and some other guys came off the bench, and they at least looked adequate.
Nick Mullins, yeah, remember?
To me, that's representative of a system that is effective, and that you don't have to be a star to come in and play to do well. You know, he took, Shanahan took some fairly average players, and they had an elevated presentation because of what Shanahan created, but just offensively as a shell. And there's other examples around the league where starters go down, and all right, there might be a little bit of a drop, but it's not like a ton of bricks hitting the bottom. I don't see a team that is, it's not creative. Even the other night, we keep talking about when Russell Wilson threw the ball in the tunnel and off the goalpost, right? But even the play calling.
He was just itchy to throw the deep ball, right?
I know he was.
He didn't want to throw it 10 yards or 20 yards. He wanted to throw it 50.
He didn't want to hit the guy standing outside the locker. No, but I mean, even like that play, that run, that quarterback keeper up the middle, like, what are we doing? Like, you're an offensive coach who we thought would be innovative I said this yesterday, and this is dangerous. They are boring, and they are bad. I don't know how you can take that and look at Dable and say he's absolutely the right guy if he has his quarterback. I can't say that with all due respect.
Yeah, boring and bad. That's why everybody wants Jackson Dart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.